الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين، الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In continuing with what we spoke about last week, Allah in the Quran gives us beautiful advice. And in talking about the Bani Israel, He is also sharing profound level of information and well-being and goodness for us. Allah says, whatever challenge comes your way, whatever difficulty comes your way, and my brothers and sisters, every individual has something in life that is going to at times want to hold them back from them going on the next level. You know, I was speaking to a fellow, he must be about 85 years old, and he said something very beautiful. He says, for the first 50 years of my life, it was a chase. I had to do this, I had to do that, I had to educate, I had to make money, I had to get a home, I had to do all these things. He says, one morning I got up, and this is when my mother had cancer, he says, I asked myself, what is the value of life? I'm behind this chase. I'm getting, and then I lose. From the age of 20 to 30, I made a lot. 30 to 40, I lost. 40 to 50, I made a lot. 50 to 60, now my mother is in difficulty and I'm losing. He says, I just realized life is a series of up and down, ups and down. And rather than being on a constant chase, he says, I decided that I wanted to appreciate what my Creator, what my God has given me. Allah is talking about that over here as well. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. That it is important that you seek assistance in Allah. You seek whatever you want from Allah, but do so in a manner that shows your love and patience. And patience is the most difficult thing to do. It is only when you have patience that you can pray. Because if you don't have patience, sabr, you can't pray. You're running behind something. It's only when you have patience and you can step back and observe what needs to be observed, can you get a better view of what is out there. While you are running, you cannot see because you have to focus on not tripping and falling. So Allah is saying, your duty in life, in seeking assistance, first comes with you having the necessary sabr. And thereafter he says, once you do that, take part in an active form of salah. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرًا. This is very much of a great weight on every individual, Allah says. Sabr and salah is very difficult. You tell a young boy, let's go to the gym and push those weights, he'll be ready to go with you. Tell him in the morning to just lift his blanket up and perform salah. No, I'm tired. I had a rough night. I had to study very hard. I had exams. Amazing. Lifting up the blanket, very, very challenging. Because it is linked to salah. Running in the gym for 5 hours or 5 miles, 1 hour, however long it takes you, and taking part in that physical exercise,
And then after having ache muscles and whatnot, that they can deal with. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرًا. These two things, sabr and salah, Allah says it's a very, very mighty thing on a person. إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Except for the one that has total and genuine humility. What is humility? Humility is not just putting your head down or running to shake people's hands in a certain way and then kissing their hand thereafter. That's all cultural things. That's not humility. Humility is doing what Allah wants you to do in the right way and doing it with a sense of love and affection. Doing it with a sense of love and affection. When a father buys food for his family and he gives them with love and affection, that is humility. When he tries to find out what is the favorite ice cream of my wife or the favorite candy of my daughter or how I can better assist my sons or son to attain what they need to attain with love and affection, that is khashi'in, that is humility. So Allah says, once you've attained this humility in the way Allah wants you to attain it, then patience becomes a very, very easy thing for you to do. And who is the one that has patience? يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّوْ مُلَاقُ رَبِّهِمْ. They understand that they're going to meet their Allah. This life is temporary. It is very short-lived. 50 years, 70 years, 90 years, 111, 12 years. I heard somebody was 112 years old. Besides that, with the reality that I'm going to meet my Allah, I'm going to face my Allah, I'm accountable to my Allah, I have to give reckoning for everything I've done to my Allah. الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُ مُلَاقُ رَبِّهِمْ. Once they realize that meeting is inevitable, then it becomes very easy to become a humble person. It becomes very easy to pray. It becomes very easy to be patient. It becomes very easy to give your children what needs to be given to them. But if this reality of meeting Allah does not come to you, my brothers and sisters, it's going to be a chase till the day you die. Or it's going to be a chase till the day your body becomes weak and decrepit. So we have to thank Allah, my brothers and sisters, that He has blessed us with understanding these few things through the iman we have. And iman without practice is like having a... Imagine somebody giving you a bank account and says, there's $5 million in this bank account, but you can only use it 95 years from now. What are you going to do? You have to have access to it. You have to be able to invest it. You have to be able to do things for it. You have to be able to take out the resource and help others. Same thing applies to iman. It has to be something that we are able to utilize for the benefit of ourselves and the benefit of humanity and those around us. That's what Allah says, in order for you to do this, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah says, if you remember me. What does remembering Allah mean? I mean, does Allah really need you and I to remember Allah? They were prophets, they are angels, they are angels every second, they are remembering Allah. What does Allah mean? Remember me and I will remember you. That means, be conscious of me in your everyday action, and أَذْكُرْكُمْ, and I will remember you. وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be grateful for the ni'mah that Allah has given you. And my brothers and sisters, this is the hardest thing for us to do in a society wherein we are always said, bigger is better, go for more. That's a society we are part of. And it's not just the American society now, it has become the global society. In other words, every part of the world is behind this chase. Google did, they had people in various parts of the world share their given day, so how they spend the day, and they send it to Google. And one of the countries that they sent this request to, that share your day with us, was India. And you know what? There was a theme. Everyone that was sharing their 10 seconds of their given day, or 10 seconds that Google took to make that video, had one thing in common. What was it? We can do better. We can be the future. We can do this. We can do that. Imagine. We can accomplish all these things. We are not what we used to be. Each of those Indians are saying, we are not what we used to be. We want to be more. We want to be bigger. We want to be better. We want to be faster. This is the chase that we all have. So Allah is saying, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. In other words, if you forget what I'm all about, Allah is saying, then you are not going to be grateful for the ni'mah I've given you. And once you are not grateful for the ni'mah Allah has given you and I, my brothers, then we are demanding and we are begging a challenge from the side of Allah. You know, regarding this, and I mentioned this a long time ago, and young children love the story about Sulaiman alayhi salam. You know, he was good looking, very, very successful. He had control over the winds. He had control over the jinn. He was vast. He was one of those people that owned more than anyone of his period in time. And he was also grateful. He was so grateful that he also wanted to share. So he went in a dialogue with Allah. Oh Allah, you know, you've given me so much, oh Allah. I want to give others out there. Allah said, you know, oh Sulaiman, what you are doing is sufficient. No, no, no. Oh Allah, I want to share what you have given me. I want to give it to other people. You know, there's a cook over here. There is nothing more delightful to a good cook that when they can cook and they can share that food with others and bring a smile from the face of someone else. It's a magnificent feeling. And when people invite you, or when you invite someone to your house, it makes you feel nice when they say, today the food was number one. Sulaiman alayhi salam, no different in the sense that he's a human, has emotions, has feelings, and he wants to share what Allah has given him. He asks Allah again, oh Allah, give me the opportunity of feeding your entire creation, the birds, the animals, the jinn, the insects in the ground, the insects that walk on the ground. Oh Allah, give me an opportunity to feed them. Allah says, okay, if that's what you want, let's go for it. Oh no, 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 no. No Allah, give me time. Now he realized the responsibility is big. Give me time. Allah gave him time. And he got ready. You know, they say the pots were so huge, it was like looking into a massive river. That's how massive they made the pots. As far as those handles are concerned, to stir the pot, it was like branches from a tree. It was that huge. Allah talks about this for a reason. And the preparations began. And as far as the tablecloth is concerned, it was massive, as long as your eye could see. It was getting filled. Now, anyone that did cooking knows that if you're going to do such massive cooking, the food is going to get bad. But Allah gave him control over the wind. See the story, it adds up. Allah gave him control over the wind, and he says, oh Allah, I have control over the wind. And he says to the wind, now come down and lower the temperature. And the wind began functioning as a refrigerator for that food, and the preparation continued. Oh Allah, where do I start? Where do I start feeding from? Allah says, since you've asked me, why don't we start from the ocean? No problem. You know, when you think of the ocean, what do you think of? Cute little goldfish, you know, salmon, all these nice things we think about. I don't know what he was thinking about, Sulaiman alayhi salam. And thereafter, the invite started. And when the invite started, that massive whale came, and it started eating, and it started eating, and it's not stopping. And Sulaiman alayhi salam is looking at his guest and saying, what is going on over here? You know, I'm the host, you the guest. The last thing you can do is be rude to your host. Allah gave it because he had control over animals. He could communicate with them. You know, people can communicate with animals in some form or the other. And Allah gave him that power and ability. And that massive whale looks at Sulaiman alayhi salam and says, you are telling me that I'm embarrassing you. You have embarrassed me by inviting me here today. Allah feeds me these three meals in the ocean. Not once I have to just say thank you to Allah. Allah gives it to me without me even asking. Allah gives it to me, He gives it to me, He gives it to me, and there is no deficiency. And not only does He give it to me, He gives it to me and many others like me. Sulaiman alayhi salam dropped his head on the ground and he gave praise to Allah and he realized the vastness and greatness of Allah. My brothers and sisters, the greatness of Allah has to be noticed by each one of us. And the way in which you will understand the greatness of Allah, you know, Adam alayhi salam, as you know, created, goes into Jannah. Why did Adam alayhi salam take part in the sin? There's the question. Or why did he take part in eating from the forbidden tree? It's a disease that is all part of us. We all want to live longer. We all want to look stronger. And we all want to look better. It's a human need, it's a human desire. Go to any store. On the first floor, what you will see? You will see a makeup counter. There's a reason why they put makeup right in the beginning. Because that's what brings in the money. You know, sometimes some of the young women out there, they may not have money for food, but they will have money for makeup. Human desire. How can I look good? How can I live longer? When he ate from that tree that was forbidden, Allah got so angry that Allah, what did He do? Threw Adam and Hawa alayhi salam to the earth. Some riwayah have it, or some mufassirin have said, Adam alayhi salam landed in Sri Lanka and Hawa landed in Jeddah. And Jeddah from the Arabic, those of you who know Arabic, it's reference to women. And there's no need to go into the details of that right now. Jaddat, you heard that phrase before. But the lesson here was very simple. When Allah expelled them from heaven, Adam alayhi salam began crying. And Ibn al-Qayyim makes report and he says, he was crying so much that Allah said to him, oh Adam, rather than crying, now this is the beauty of Allah. Even after you have wronged in abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds a way to make you feel nice so long as you have learned from your error. And he says, rather than crying, Ibn al-Qayyim says, Adam alayhi salam cried for how many years? According to him, 300 years. That's no small tear. He was not crying because he was kicked out of heaven. He was crying because he did not obey his Allah. Big difference. Big difference. He was not crying because he was kicked out of heaven as much as he was crying because he disobeyed his Allah. That's why he made the dua, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have oppressed ourselves. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. And وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, if you don't forgive us, first is forgiveness. And before that is acknowledgement of your wrong. So first you have to acknowledge you are wrong, which he did through his crying. Second, seeking forgiveness. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And third, oh Allah, we ask you for mercy. Three things, if every man and woman has here, they will make it in life. Acknowledgement of your situation, asking Allah for forgiveness, and then begging Allah for mercy. And thereafter he says, oh Allah, if you don't forgive me, then oh Allah, perhaps I will become amongst those that are losers in this world and possibly in the hereafter as well. And my brothers and sisters, these three things are what we have a deficiency in. Acknowledgement. Yes, I drink, I shouldn't be drinking. I'm not saying I drink. If anybody does, I'm just saying. First you have to acknowledge. Got a problem with gambling. I gamble, I'm not supposed to gamble. Acknowledge. I got a problem with texting and driving. That is a problem from what I understand. Acknowledgement. You've got to acknowledge this is my flaw. Second, you've got to ask Allah for forgiveness. Or the one you've done it wrong to. And number three, beg Allah for mercy. He did that. Allah loved that so much that eventually Allah united them both together. So my brothers, as we've covered here today in conclusion, we have to first and foremost understand the vastness, the greatness, the kindness, the love Allah has for you and I. Number two, stop the chase. Stop the chase. Chases are not good. Ask police that do chase out there. The car generally crashes. Or somebody crashes. Somebody goes to prison. People's lives are messed up. Innocent people's lives are hurt. Stop the chase. Allah gave you a wife, accept and be with her. Forget that other girl out there. Allah gave you a husband, forget that other guy out there. Allah gave you a family, a respectable family, be with that family. Forget about other families. Focus on your family before you go for someone else's family. Allah gave you children, feed them. Don't send them to somebody else's house to eat. Allah has given you the blessedness of giving you the opportunity to feed them. Feed them, Allah will give you more. Stop, number one, the chase. Because this chase is destroying individuals and their families. Number two, like Sulaiman alayhi salam, give to people. Be kind to people. Afshu salam, atimu ta'am. Spread salam. Give peace, talk about peace, spread peace, assist people in creating peace. Feed people that which is halal and create solid bonding. And the third, that was Sulaiman alayhi salam, and the third thing we learn from Adam alayhi salam is acknowledgement of your given situation, begging Allah for mercy. And inshallah, if we use these three prescriptions that we already all are aware of, Allah inshallah will give us blessedness not only in this world but also inshallah in the hereafter to come as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us in all times.